We need to understand the difference between transformation and change. People are always trying to change themselves. Change means, now this is like this, if I make it like this, this is a change. If I make it like that, that's a change. If I make it like this, this is another kind of change. But the essential quality will never change. When we say transformation, the word transformation means that nothing of the old remained. Something totally new flowered within you. Now you look at a rose plant full of thorns. Springtime came and rose flowers burst out. It is a transformation. The thorns are still there. There are more thorns than flowers. But we don't call it a thorn plant, we call it a rose plant. Because that single rose, everybody's attention goes more towards that one single rose than 100 thorns that are on the plant, isn't it? So, all the thorns in you, maybe you cannot remove right now. But if one rose flower blossoms, all that, no, everybody is willing to overlook those things, isn't it? Yes? So you don't have to iron yourself out and straighten yourself out as you… somebody thinks it is the right way to be. No. If you can just make yourself into a very joyful being, whatever other nonsense and quirkiness and kinkiness you have, people are willing to take it. Yes or no? If one flower blossoms, people are willing to forget all the thorns in you. Now you start plucking the thorns, it's an endless process. It's not going to happen. So setting yourself right does not mean plucking off all the thorns and straightening yourself out. And those people who have strived to straighten themselves out, they become so straight, nobody wants to be with them. Have you seen this? Somebody who is all correct, do you want to be with that person? Horror, isn't it? So this is not about becoming all correct. If something in you blossoms, people are willing to overlook all the thorns that are there in you. It doesn't matter anymore. Even though there are so many thorns in the rose flower and just a few roses, we still want to have it, isn't it? So that's all that needs to happen within you. You need to blossom. At least in one single dimension, if you blossom, then all the other things will be forgotten by people. That's all that needs to happen. So if that has to happen, what we should do? You can't pull a flower out of a plant. You never thought about a flower, but every day you nourish the root. Flower will happen, isn't it? So how to nourish the roots of who you are? You have a mind, you have an emotion, you have a body, but all these things are functioning only because your life energies are functioning, isn't it so? Yes? Are you doing the lub-dub right now or is it happening? Your heart beating, are you doing it or is it happening? It is happening. Your breath, inhalation and exhalation, are you doing it or is it happening? It is happening. Everything that is life is happening, isn't it? Is it so? It is happening, you are not doing it. If it was in your hands, you know what a mess it would be by now? Fortunately, it's not in your hands, it is happening. So these life energies are constantly making you tick and happen. And that's what you need to nourish. If you make your life energies properly balanced and in full vibrance, your body, mind and emotion will be in its best possible condition. So there is a whole science and technology as to how to do this. It is this technology that is referred to as yoga, but unfortunately only the physicality of yoga came to the West. And now yoga means people are just all getting into knots, impossible bone-bending postures. Yoga is the science and technology of nourishing the roots of your existence so that everything else naturally flowers. Because you want a flower, flower will not come. You have to do the right thing. Only then it happens, isn't it? That is so with everything in your life. if you do not do the right things, it will not happen. If the right things are not happening, obviously you're not doing the right thing.